that shashtika mekayemis v'yein shtika mevatelis. That's the halacha of yishostak. If you keep quiet the whole day when you hear about the neder, that's an automatic hakoma. That makes like you mekayem the neder. But v'yein shtika mevatelis. But if you keep quiet that day, the shtika cannot be mevatel the neder. Kayim believe by kayim. If you mekayem a neder in your leiv, you want the neder to be good. That's also called a good hakoma. Mashenkein hefer believe by yena mufer. If you have it on your heart, you want to be mefer. That's not good. Kayim and yochel hofer. Once you mekayem the neder, the husband said he wants the neder to be good. That's it. He can't be mefer anymore. Hefer. Let's say he's mefer the neder. The locher is and yochel kayim. In this way, they're both shava v'shava. They're both equal. That whenever the husband does one of the two, that's it. Either he's mekayim the neder and that's it, or else he's made for the neder and that's it. He can't be mekayim it afterwards. Now, Ketani, it says over here, shahashtika mekayemis. It says that if the husband is shosak, keeps quiet, the day that he hears the neder, that's a kakoma, like he's mekayim the neder. Now, my love, doesn't this mean to say, b'shosak amenas lemekut, that even in all cases, even in the case where the husband keeps quiet, only because he wants to get his wife angry, but really he has in mind now that tomorrow, the next day, he wants to be mefrit, still we say if he keeps quiet that whole day, so the shtik is called hakama, so there should be a kasha and Rabbi Chanina. So Mar says, Loi, this is not a kasha. I can answer you, we're talking about over here, b'shoisek amenas lekayim, where the husband keeps quiet the day he hears about it, but he has in mind that this shtik is because he wants the neder to be a good neder. He wants to be mekayim the neder. That's why he's being shosak. But if he was shosak amenas lemekot, amenas lemefer, maybe then it would be good. So Gemara asks, if that's pshat, hainu kayim beliboy. So it's the same thing as being mekayim beliboy. What's the difference? What does kayim beliboy mean? That he keeps quiet, and in his mind, he wants the neder to be good. So if you're telling me that's what shtika means, that shtika means he keeps quiet, but in his mind, he means to make the neder good, so it's the same thing, shtika and kayim beliboy. Why does the Braisa say it twice? So I'll tell you no. Kayim, yehainu kayim beliboy kayim, ela b'shoisek stam, still there's no proof. I tell you, shtika means that the husband kept quiet stam, he didn't have in mind to be mefer, he didn't have in mind to be mekayimit. If his stam keeps quiet for one day, for that whole day, the whole day, b'yom shemaya, that automatically is called the hakama, en hachanami. Kayim beliboy means, true, he keeps quiet, but he has in mind clearly that he wants to be mekayim the neder. A bigger chiddush is, if he just keeps quiet, he shosak stam, he doesn't know like why he's being quiet. But as long as he's quiet the whole b'yom shemaya, that is called hakama. Rabbi Chanina's chiddush is, if that while he's being quiet, he has in mind that he wants to really be made for the nether. Just he wants to get his wife angry, but he has in mind that he wants to be made for it. That's not called hakama. There, Rabbi Chanina says he could be made for it later. But for this Bryce, it could be, there's no question. There's no kasha, Rabbi Chanina. That's time the Gemara goes to explain this last Bryce. Ashkechon we found so far, choyma behekimi behefer, that the lochas of a hakoma are more stronger than the lochas of hafara. Shtika, beliboy, helps, not by hafara. Now, what's the pshat in the braisa that says, behefer mi behokim, that there are certain chumras in the loch of hafara more than we have by hakoma? What are the chumras? Minolan. But losh minolan is really like lavdafka. Minolan usually means, how do we know it from? Hilachur doesn't mean minolan, but it means, what are they? So Gemara says, Omreb Yitzchak. Nisholin ala hekim v'yei nisholim ala hofer. This is what, that hafar is more stronger. That if you made hakoma, the loch is, if the husband was making the nether, if he wants to, he could be shoyel al hakoma, he could take away the hakoma. But once he was made for the nether, that's it. You can't be sure, you can't take away your hafar. So Ram says like this, nisholin ala hekim. Shim hekim, mamash right in the middle, the Ram is. Nisholin ala hekim. Shim hekim yochel ishala olav. Even though the husband b'yom shemaya was mekayim the neder, he spoke out clearly he wants to be mekayim this neder, and then later on that same day he asked charot he wants to be sure he'll take off that koma, he could do it. And the Ran says clearly it means b'yosa yom shemaya, the same day if he heard about the neder in the morning and right away he was mekayim the neder, and later in the day he feels bad about it, so he can go to a chacham to be matir, take off the hakama. Now it's as if the neder is without hakama, and since it's still during the first day, the b'yom shemaya, v'yachol hafel boi b'yom, therefore he can go ahead now and be made for the neder boi b'yom. But mashmir, if the whole day went by already, that's it. Even though you shoil, you take off yakama, but it's too late to make hafara. You could only make the hafara boi b'yom, b'yom shemaya. So this chiddush, that if the husband was in the kayim the neder, he said kayim, he wants the neder, and then he feels bad, so if during that same day his mater goes to a chacham to take off the akama, so it takes it off, and it's like the neder has nothing. So if we're still in the middle of the Yom Shemaya, now the husband could be made for the neder. So this is a chumra of hafara over hakama, that hakama you could be made for, you could take off later, but once the husband is made for the neder, that's it. The hafara is chal, the neder is not around anymore, and you can't be sure, you can't take off the hafara. But so far, to Rabbi Chanina's halacha, we don't have any proof, and we don't have any kasher on him so far. Now the Gemara says, yes, I have a kasher on Rabbi Chanina. Mosiv Rav Kana. Rav Kana has the kasher like this. The pasuk says, v'im hecherish yacherish lo isha. If the husband kept quiet, a double loshen, two times it says loshen, hacherish yacherish lo isha. So the pasuk means, even, b'sheiseka manas lemeka takosu medaber. Now the pasuk says clearly that's called a good hakama. If the husband keeps quiet during that first day that he hears about the neder, even though he has intentions to make hafara later, he's only keeping quiet now amanas lemekat to keep his wife angry. But still, the hakarisha keeping quiet is called hakama. So this is clearly not like Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said before the husband keeps quiet and he has in mind to make hafara later, he can do it. And here we're dashing the pasuk, this double lashon, v'im hacherish yacherish la'isha, any type of keeping quiet that the husband does, b'yom shemaya, that automatically makes hakama that he can't do anything to the neder. So it's chorus of kashan of chanina. So Mara says, how do you know this? Atawayme b'shaysek avanas l'meket, you want to tell me this pasuk is talking about, even where he keeps quiet, only to get his wife angry, but really wants to make hafara? Oyeini, maybe not like that. Ela b'shoyseka v'nas l'kayim. How do you know? Maybe the pasuk is only talking about where when the husband keeps quiet that whole first day, he meant to keep quiet because he wants the neder to be good. Renechnami, if he would not want the neder, if he would have in mind now that he wants to be made for the neder later on, maybe he could be made for it later. So maybe from this pasuk we don't have a kashan of chalina. So Mora says no. Keshuwaima, there's another pasuk. Since another pasuk says ki hacherish lo, that the husband kept quiet, a third pasuk. If so, hare b'shoisek amanas l'kayim akosim adaber. Is this pasuk of hacherish ki hacherish lo is talking about where he kept quiet amanas to be mekayim the neder? So that's one pasuk. If the husband keeps quiet with the intention that he wants the neder to be good, that's called a good shtika. That's called a good akama. If so, Homani Makayim Mahacharish Yacharish Laisha, what do we need the first plus of these two words of Hacharish Yacharish Laisha for? It has to be talking about even Peshoisek Amanas Lamekat Hakosim Medaber. That the pasuk is even talking about where the husband keeps quiet, true, but he has in mind, he has intentions to make Hafara soon. And the only reason why he's keeping quiet now is to make his wife angry. Still, you see, the pasuk says, that's called a harisha, that's it, that's called hakama. So the churit tiyufta, from this pasuk, the way we dash in this pasuk, it's a tiyufta, it's a kashan and a bechalina. So Gemara says, maybe no, velukim, ho b'shoisek amanas l'kayim, ho b'shoisek stam, again, like we said before, when you have two psukim, you know what you do with the two psukim. One pasuk is, if he shoisek stam, that's a big chiddush. But the first pasuk is where he shoysek clearly amanas l'kayim. Where he shoysek amanas l'kayim, that's for sure is called a good hakama. But when he shoysek stam, that's the second pasuk that's also called a good shtika. But maybe in Chanina's case, where he shoysek, the husband keeps quiet, but not stam, without anything in mind. But if he has clearly in mind to go make hafara later, maybe he could make the hafara later. Maybe this is not called hakama. So how do you know this pasuk goes against Rabbi Chanina? So this, the Gemara says, you should know, kroi yisayrak sivi. It's like an extra word, harisha, hacharesh here. It says three times. So three times is one true, where he has clearly in mind to make hakama. Secondly is if he does it stam, he doesn't have anything in mind. And thirdly is, if he has in mind even a manas lemekat, still, it's called a good hakama. So this pasuk is a tiyufta on Rebbe Chanina. Now the Ran says, kroy yisera ksivi, plus a kroy ksivi, there are three psukim here. Hacharish yacharish trei, says two times the word hacharish here. And ki hacharish lo, hot losa, you have three words. So since the Torah says it three times, hacharish, being quiet, all three types of being quiet, whether you keep in quiet on manas lemekim, whether you keep in quiet stam, or whether you keep in quiet on manas lemekat, just to keep her angry, but really you want to make hafara, still nothing doing. It's considered a good hakama, you can't be made for the nether anymore. So there's a clear kasha on Rebbe Chanina. There's one kasha. Secondly, another kasha the Gemara asks, Masav Rav, Rav, yes, another kasha. It's a halacha later that says, Nodra, we had before, Nodrim, Mish, we had before, the end of the parak, Nodrim Chashecha, if your wife makes the neder, Im Chashecha, near the end of Shabbos. So the halacha is, Meifalo Ad Shaloi Choshcha. You could be made for the neder that day, Kozman, it's not my time yet, it didn't get the Tessik HaKovim yet. Shim loy hofar for choshcha, because if you did not make the hafara yet, if your wife made the neder 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and then it becomes 6:30 and it's night time already, is ain't a yachal hofar, you can't be made for anymore. That's what our Mishnah said. So why? Because since the Biyom Shemaya went by, and now our Mishnah knows Biyom Shemaya does not mean a 24-hour period. It only means Biyom Shemaya the day that you hear it, as long as there's time for that day to go. So here, where she made the neder right at the end of the day, you only have another few minutes, an hour or so, till the end of the day. But if you're not made for it by the end of the day, that's it, you can't be made for anymore. That's all we have in our Mishnah. So the question is, am I? Why not? Why can't you be made for it even later? Lehevik is sheisek, I'm an ask to make it. If you want to say, according to Rabbi Chanina, that if you hear the neder 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and you have in mind that you want to make hafara tomorrow or the next day, and that you're shosik now, stam, you're shosik because you want to get your wife angry, but you have in mind to make hafara, according to Rabbi Chanina, you could be made for it tomorrow. So how come the Mishnah before says no? The Mishnah before says, when you hear about the neder in the afternoon, you only have until that night to be made for. But once that night comes, mashma, the husband, has no way to be made for the neder. So again, to yufta. This is the second kashya on Rabbi Chanina. You see that once the husband keeps quiet, b'yom shemaya, there's no way afterwards for him to be made for the neder. A third kashya is Moser Rav Asher. Rav Asher has a kashya like this. It says, Alocha Leda, that yodei ani sheyesh nedarim. If a husband says, I know there's alocha of nedarim, I know that my wife made nedarim, aval eini yodei sheyesh mefirin, but I do not know that me, the husband, is allowed to be made for the neder. In other words, true, he says he heard about his wife's neder. He heard that his wife made a neder, but he just does not know the halacha that the husband is allowed to be made for the neder. So halacha is yofer, that he's allowed to be made for it. Later, whenever he finds out that he's allowed to, is yofer. So Ran learns yofer means v'toychay siyom shalomad shabal yachal hofer. Who yom mehevel of the day yom shemiya. That's whenever he finds out the halacha that the husband is allowed to be made for it, that day is considered to be yom shemiya. Even though he heard about his wife's neder last week, but since he did not know the halacha that you're allowed to be made for the neder, that's not called yom shemiya. Yom shemiya means the husband hears about it and he knows he has the right to be made for it, and still he keeps quiet that day. That's called a shtika kama. What about Yodei Ani Sheyesh Mefirin? The husband says, I know that husband is allowed to be made for the neder. Avul Eini Yodei Shezeh Neder. For I do not know that this is a neder, meaning this is one of the nedarim that the husband is allowed to be made for. In other words, like we'll learn the next parak, there are a lot of nedarim that a husband cannot be made for. Only certain nedarim a husband has a right to be made for. So the husband says, true, I heard my wife made a neder, and I know the halacha is that I'm allowed to be made for it, but I did not know that this is the type of a neder that I'm allowed to be made for. What about the husband says like this? Again, yodei ani sheyesh mefirin, I know that the halacha husband could be made for, I do not know though that this is considered a neder that could have hafara. So Rabbi Meir says nothing doing. Since Lamaisa, you know that a husband could be made from the Dorim, and you heard your wife's neder, that's it. If this day goes by, you can't be made for anymore. Lo yefer. For Chom Maimrim yefer. Chom say no. Lamaisa, when you heard about the neder, you did not know that this is a type of a neder that you could be made for. So that's not called B'yom Shemaya. B'yom Shemaya means you hear the neder and you know that you have a right to be made for. Then it depends. If you make that forward, very good. If not, that's called Akoma. But the Chom say, since over here you did not know that this is a type of a neder that you could be made for, so it's not called B'yom Shemaya, and later whenever you find out about that loch that you could be made for it, that day is considered B'yom Shemaya. So Kasher is B'yamai. Lehevik is Shoysik Amunas Lameket. So Kasher is why? What's Pshadnaz according to Rameya? What does Rameya say Lo Yefer? Because what happened here? The husband, true, heard about his wife's Nedarim. And he knows that loch that a husband could be made for. He just did not know that this neder, he could be made for. So Rameya says, if that day goes by, finished, he can't be made for later. So the question is, why not? Well, according to Rabbi Chanina, since he has in mind to be made for, so later, whenever he finds out about it, that's considered like that's the time he wants to be made for. So again, it's a tiyuf to Rabbi Chanina. You see here now, that even though you have in mind to make hafara later, but if today goes by, the day you heard the neder, B'yom Shemaya, the day you heard the neder goes by, and you did not be made for it today, that's it, you can't be made for it anymore. And the Ran says, V'chom moimrim yefer, T'chivon shelo yoda, haforas neder zeh, lo'imikru yom shemaya. V'yemisad now, the question is, V'yemisad, the shoshes come and ask to make it mefer, if yoda, grab chanina, amayam rab meya lo yefer. What's pshat in Rab Meir? What does he say here, you can't be made for it anymore? To iyul lo shosak, he already kept quiet because he did not know he's able to make afara. For the heaven, let it be, it should be just like he kept quiet only, get his wife angry. It's not called a shmi at all. But according to Chum, if it would be called the shmi, it would also be murdered to Rameya. Now, once it's called B'yom Shemaya, you heard about the nether, even though you have intentions of making that for later, nothing doing. So that's the Gemara comes out, it's a tiyufta, it's like a kasha and a b'chanina. And we like a hold like that. That once the B'yom Shemaya goes by, you heard about your wife's nether, and that day goes by, comes the end of the nighttime already, that's it. You can't be made for it, it's called an automatic hakama. Hadron Alecha Nara Marosa. Let's start in the last parak. V'yelo nedarim shumefer. These are the types of nedarim that a husband or who had been a father has the right to be mefer to his daughter or to his wife. Tvorim sheish v'minu nefesh. One category is nedarim that has inu nefesh, means it's a pain to her. She made like a neder, not eat peris. So if the neder is a pain for her body, like, so then the husband has the right to be mefer it. And the Ran says, Sheyesh bem inu nefesh. Before I speak Gemara, now do adin de meifer nami dvorim shebeino lebeino. There's another category that you could be meifer. That's nedarim that pertains directly to the husband to the wife, like tashma shamita, things that pertain directly from the husband to the wife. Then also the husband could be meifer. El de noketani. Why does our Mishnah only say dvorim sheyesh bem inu nefesh lefishu meifer oisun legamri bein liyatzva bein lacherim. Even if it's a gay to other people also, he can be mefer. Because when he's mefer, in neder of inu nefesh, the afara remains loylam void. Mashenken bedvorm shebedol lebeino. Mashenken the neder, that she's asked she can't live with a husband, shein mafirin leacherim el leyatzmoy. That the husband can be mefer, it's only when it's a gay to him. We'll see in the Gemara after he gives her a get. And if she gets married to a second husband, then the neder comes back again. The afara of the Nedarim Beino Lebeino, he could only be made for when it pertains to him, and not if it pertains to somebody else. So we'll see in the Gemara. Like one of the Mishnah says, the first category is Nedarim Sheyesh Beminu Nefesh. What's the case? If your wife says, in Erchatz, Vim Loyerchatz. She makes an Issa Neder, she can't take a shower, she could take a shower, in Eskashet, Vim Loyerskashet, that she could put on makeup, she can't put on makeup. These are called Inu Nefesh. If you can't put on makeup on a top face, So that's called inu nefesh. That's something that bothers her. It's an inu. It's a pining. It's a pain to her. So these type in the Dorim, the Torah says the husband has a right to be mefer.